every year there's a summit of everyone who's won a Nobel Peace Prize. Atlanta was awarded it for November 15th to 19th, 2015. And it had appeared as though Atlanta would have the highest number of living Nobel laureates to participate at the summit. It was going to be one of the biggest of these summits that's ever happened.
Mayor Reed backed out on behalf of the city. His first concern that he listed had to do with money management. Is he hinting at potential fraud here?
No, I don't think that's the issue. I think it's having independent oversight and the way that the governance structure is set up. I think that they wanted it to be more of a community-wide effort. The person who has been leading the effort is a guy named Mohamed Bouyan, who works for Nobel Peace Prize Laureate Mohamed Yunus, who won the Nobel Peace Prize a few years ago, who has been one of the biggest champions for the summit being in Atlanta.
And Mayor Reed's other two concerns had to do with that leadership. Do I understand correctly that the shakeup that Reed wants involves the CEO of the organizing group effectively firing his own wife?
No, I think it's making room for another leader along with his wife. Mohamed Bouyan runs Yunus Creative Lab, which is what Mohamed Yunus's operations are in Atlanta. And the management of the summit was being done through Yunus Creative Lab, which does some other things as well. And I think there was an interest in the community to separate the two. It's really about power and control and decision making, and whether this is a community-wide effort to host the Nobel laureates, or whether this is about Mohamed Bouyan creating his enterprise, of which does he make all the decisions, or are there other people in that umbrella group?
If this isn't about something as big as fraud, was it really worth it for the city to pull out its involvement?
I think that there has been frustration on the part of the city that they're about to put on a very complex and complicated summit that involves some of the heads of states, not the least of which would be Barack Obama. There are issues of security, travel, press, all of these very sensitive issues to put on something like this, and especially in the grand scale that has been envisioned. And there was also supposed to be a lasting legacy. And a lot of these pieces, there was concern that it wasn't going to come together.
So is this better for our reputation long term, that we don't have our name affiliated with something that doesn't go well, or could this cause problems for us down the road?
There are three things that could happen. The Secretariat is going to be bringing together Nobel laureates to decide what to do about the 2015 summit. They could, one, move it to another city. Two, they could say, we trust Mohamed Bouyan and we support him and we don't need the city. Where they could say, we want it to be in Atlanta and we want the city to be comfortable with it being in Atlanta, and whatever that means. Our reputation is about working out our problems. And so this is a test whether we will be able to work out our problems. It's so symbolic.
Thank you.
Thank you.